Good morning. You can't see what I have. Would you guys want to come over here so you can see what I have? You might want to see what I have. Like I'll show you. Yet. Okay. What do I have here? Fruit, huh? Do you like fruit?
Yeah.
You all like fruit. I like fruit too, and there's a bunch of it here. Wouldn't it be nice if we had fruit trees all over our yard?
Yeah.
And you could go out and...
We have one in the Philippines.
You do have fruit trees in the Philippines?
Mango tree. And you...
Mango tree in your house?
Yeah.
Wow, that must be nice. You can go out and pick whatever fruit you want, can't you? Yeah. So if you had all this fruit, bananas and cantaloupe, of course that doesn't grow on a tree, banana and so on, you could pick whatever you wanted, couldn't you, at any time? Yes, you could. But what would happen if you had a fruit tree and there was no fruit on it?
Then you have to wait.
You have to wait?
Yeah.
What if it doesn't produce fruit all year?
That happened to my tree and you didn't cry.
You didn't cry?
Yeah.
Okay. You just continue to wait, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a story in the Bible. Maybe you know it. Maybe you've heard of it. And Jesus comes across a tree. And it has no fruit on it. And he's been watching that tree for years. He says, every year there's no fruit. No matter what time of year it is, there's no fruit.
Is the tree a fig tree?
It's a fig tree. Very good.
I know this, but...
You do? Would you? Okay. And Jesus sees the tree. And after many years, he says, there's no fruit on this tree. And he says to the gardener, cut it down. Because it's just taking up empty space. It's not doing anything. Replace it with something else, perhaps. And the gardener says, no, let's just wait. I'll put fertilizer around it. I'll dig around it and do everything I can. If it doesn't produce fruit next year, we'll get rid of it. He said, okay. Jesus is using that analogy or that picture because we're like fruit trees. And Jesus wants to see fruit on us. What kind of fruit does Jesus want to see in us? Worship him, believe in him, trust in him, and love and patience and kindness and gentleness, doesn't he? He wants all of those things. But what happens if he comes and he doesn't see those in us? He gets frustrated, doesn't he? But he gives us a second chance. And he says, I want you to worship and pray and read the Bible, and that will help you produce the right kind of fruit. Okay? So what kind of fruit does Jesus want us to have? Great. Very good. Did you hear your brothers?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what he's looking for. Would you like a piece of fruit? You can take one. Want one? Yeah, there you go. You guys like grapes, don't you? You want one?
Yeah.
Take whatever you like. You want a piece of? Can he have fruit? Okay. There you go. Want something? No, thank you. No? All right. I got a paper for you. You can have. You're welcome. If I can get them apart. There you go. All different kinds of things on there.
I like.
You like the fruit?
Yeah.
You want another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry there's no papaya or whatever it is that you have. Mango, there you go. Mango, everybody has one? Give one to your sister. Okay, thank you. You want another one? Sure. Okay. Oh, you want another one too? Maybe you should just take the bowl. You can have the bowl. Okay, there you go.